guys, and welcome back to another episode of Revision Made Easy. And I'm pleased to say that we are in the last episode of Judaism, which means that the next time you hear my voice, we'll be moving on to a completely new topic, which is called themes. And the theme that we'll be looking at too. The first one we'll be looking at is about religion, relationships, and families. This might not be for all of you. I went to an all-girls school, and they choose the themes for us, and my teacher chose this theme for us. I kind of enjoyed it a little bit, but for some of you, you may not enjoy it. And we do another theme called religion. Religion, human rights, and social justice. So that will be quite interesting. Obviously, it takes on a Catholic approach to these two themes. So that is the approach that we'll be using. Once again, I went to an all-girls Catholic school, so we were taught this, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. But for now, we'll be looking at Jewish festivals, particularly Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as well as Pesach or Pesach. Disclaimer, I don't speak Hebrew and I'm not Jewish, so I'm not quite sure how to pronounce these words, but please bear it with me. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Key information. Rosh Hashanah is a festival that marks the start of the Jewish New Year. Many Jews believe that during Rosh Hashanah, God judges their actions over the past year and decides their fortune for the coming year. Yom Kippur is the holiest and most important day in the year, when God's judgment from Rosh Hashanah is finalized. During the 10 days between the start of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Jews try to make up for their wrongdoings over the past year and seek forgiveness from God. Rosh Hashanah. Origins and meaning. Rosh Hashanah remembers God's creation of the world and is also a day of judgment. It is considered to be the anniversary of the day on which God created humans, as described in Genesis chapter 1. Some Jews believe that on this day, God weighs up and judges a person's actions over the past year, deciding what their fortune will be like in the year to come. Observance. Improving God's judgment. Jews believe God's judgment can be influenced by their behaviour during the festival, so they try to take actions that will improve God's judgment. This might include praying, doing charity work, and atoning or making up for any harms they have caused over the past year. Celebrating at home. The day before Rosh Hashanah, preparations are made similar to those made for Shabbat. The evening Rosh Hashanah starts, families share a festive meal with symbolic foods. For example, apples dipped in honey symbolize hope for a sweet new year. Attending services in the synagogue. At the evening service in the synagogue, prayers are said asking God to continue to be the King of the world for the coming year. Next morning at the synagogue, a ram's horn is blown 100 times. This is followed by a service which is longer than usual with special prayers. Yom Kippur. Origins and meaning. Yom Kippur, which is known as the Day of Atonement, is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. Its origins stem from Leviticus chapter 16:30, which tells Jews that on Yom Kippur, atonement shall be made for you to cleanse you of all your sins. Jews believe God's judgment is finalized on this day, so it is the last chance to repent for any sins. Observance, attending services in the synagogue. Many Jews spend much of Yom Kippur in the synagogue. They focus on asking God to forgive their sins, to help restore their relationship with Him, Jews take part in a general confession of sins as a community. During the final service, Jews are given one last chance to confess their sins. The doors of the ark are then closed, showing that God's judgment is now sealed. Observing other rituals. During Yom Kippur, Jews fast for 25 hours and do not work. They wear white as a symbol of purity, Bathing, wearing leather shoes, and having sex are also forbidden. Now we'll be moving on to the next part of this episode, and we'll be looking at Pesach are also called Passover. So from this point forth, I'll be referring to it as Passover, which is a festival that lasts for 7 or 8 days. It celebrates the Jews' escape from slavery in Egypt. One of the most important parts of the festival is the Passover Seder, which is a meal with special foods that families share on the first evening of Passover. Origins of, importance of, and preparations for Passover. Passover celebrates the Jews' escape from slavery in Egypt, after which they spent many years wandering in the desert before reaching the land of Canaan. In particular, Passover remembers the final plague that God sent to Egypt to persuade the Pharaoh to release the Jews. This killed the firstborn children of the Egyptians, but passed over the houses of the Jewish slaves, hence the name Passover. Passover is important for Jews as it celebrates their escape from slavery to create the birth of the Jewish nation, when they were given the law that made them God's chosen people. It is a time for Jews to give thanks to God for their redemption and to feel empathy with those who still live under oppression. The most important preparation is to remove leaven, yeast, from the home. Removing leaven recalls how the Jews did not have time to let their bread rise when they escaped from Egypt. After cleaning the house, some parents or children hide breadcrumbs to find and burn to show all leaven has been removed. Some firstborn males fast before Passover starts in thanksgiving for their ancestors' escape from death. The Passover Seder. On the first evening of Passover, families celebrate with a special meal called the Passover Seder. During the meal, the youngest member of the family asks 4 questions about the meaning of Passover rituals. In reply, the story of the escape from Egypt is told from a book called the Haggadah. During the meal, the following are served: red wine. This is a reminder of the lamb's blood the Jews smeared on their doorposts to save their children from the final plague. During the meal, 4 glasses of wine are blessed and shared to represent the 4 freedoms God promised in Exodus chapter 16, verses 6 to 7. Unleavened bread. This fulfills God's commandment to celebrate the escape from Egypt by eating unleavened bread for 7 days each year. This is supported by Exodus chapter 12, verse 15. Some of the bread is hidden for children to hunt for later. The finder receives a small prize. On the Seder plate, there is a green vegetable, often parsley, to dip in salt water. The green vegetable symbolizes new life in the promised land, and the salt water represents the tears shed in slavery. There are 2 bitter herbs such as horseradish and romaine lettuce. The bitter herbs represent the bitterness of slavery. Charoset, which is a sweet paste, is also found in the Seder plate. The sweet charoset symbolizes the motor Jews had to use when slaves, and reminds Jews that life is now sweeter. And finally on the Seder plate, an egg and a lamb bone. The egg and lamb bone are reminders of sacrifices made in the Temple of Jerusalem. This is the end of the episode, and indeed the end of our Jewish studies. I hope that you enjoyed it and found it useful. Please share with your friends, have fun revising, and good luck with your exams.